People in Gulfport, Mississippi are mourning the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy by police. Jaheim McMillan was shot when he was apprehended with other individuals last Thursday in front of a dollar store. Police say he was armed and did not comply when he was ordered to stop and drop his weapon. The 15-year-old was airlifted to a hospital and died there on Saturday. For more details, we turn to Leo Carney, member of the Mississippi Alliance for Public Safety, a nonprofit organization that advocates for criminal justice reform. Leo, welcome to Here and Now.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Leo, at this point, eyewitness accounts contradict the version of what the police are saying happened when McMillan was apprehended. Tell us what you know.
I arrived on the scene where the shooting occurred on Saturday. The next day, I came out to kind of do some reconnaissance, to try to see, you know, what I could see on my own. And that's when I encountered several witnesses who witnessed the incident. And they all told me that Jaheim was not armed.
So Jaheim McMillan's aunt, his mother's sister, has been requesting that the body cam footage be released. Why hasn't it been released yet?
The Gulfport Police Department is citing a clause in the Mississippi Public Records Act that they're saying that the body cam and video footage is all a part of what they call investigative material.
Hence, they're not going to release it. It seems like that might be in contradiction with the law.
Right. The Mississippi Public Records Act states that the law enforcement agencies can disclose any investigative material at their own discretion. So they're choosing not to disclose this information at this time.
Leo, the Gulfport Police Chief Adam Cooper has requested that the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation take over the entire investigation. Do you have faith that that might lead to a fair outcome?
I do not have any faith in the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation at this point, because their track record with law enforcement agencies as far as getting justice for any of the families that have been impacted have been few and far between. So I really don't have any faith in MBI at this point.
Leo, you've been in contact with Jaheim McMillan's family. How are they doing?
They're really, really traumatized right now. The aunt is taking on a lot of responsibility for her sister. Her sister is she's really distraught. She had to take her son off of life support on Saturday afternoon. And so I attended a balloon release for Jaheim on Sunday, this past Sunday. And, you know, the family is devastated at this point.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot. And then in San Antonio, Texas, where a police officer shot an unarmed 17-year-old in the parking lot of a McDonald's last week, well, that officer is facing two counts of aggravated assault by a public servant. But black teenagers being shot by the police, it's continuing. You're out in the community a lot. How are people feeling?
Honestly, the people in the community have been impacted and they're devastated. One word that was used by one of the residents was terrified, and they're in a panic because this officer has been placed on administrative leave, and for all they know, he could still be roaming the streets. So the community is definitely terrified and traumatized.
Leo Carney of the Mississippi Alliance for Public Safety, a nonprofit organization that advocates for criminal justice reform. Thank you so much for joining us on Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.